done by putting a fine tube into the artery at the wrist, feeding that tube up until it's lying at the heart, and then a little balloon is passed into the heart artery, and a stent deployed. Stent's rather like a spring out of a ballpoint pen. It's a scaffolding which holds the artery apart and holds the obstruction away. And then when that's done, the patient will return to Letterkenny for their further convalescence, which will probably be the next day.
Okay. And Dr. McNeil, this service would have been provided and is provided at Galway at the moment.
So the critical part of provision of this sort of service is the time dependency, and really the procedure needs to be done within about 2 hours of first medical contact, and when you allow time for paramedics to see the patients at one end and for us to prepare them at the other end, you're really looking at a transit time of about 90 minutes. So many patients from the Donegal catchment area, in fact most patients from the Donegal catchment area, excepting those who would have been transported by a helicopter, would not have been within that time window, whereas we in Alton Galvin have been doing this now for about the last year and a half, providing a service for the west of Northern Ireland, and it's good that the Donegal population can tap into the service that we're providing here.
So is it literally, and can it be, a lifesaver?
Absolutely. Coronary disease still remains the major cause of death in this island, and although there have been enormous changes in the way patients with coronary disease are treated compared with 30 years when I graduated, or indeed even 20 years ago when I was first appointed as a consultant, patients still die from coronary disease, and the best way to save patients in the setting of an acute, what we call ST elevation infarct, that's a big heart attack, the best way to save those patients is with primary angioplasty as the definitive procedure, as the gold standard treatment. And by doing this, we'll be able to give these patients in Donegal the same treatment they would have if they were in Dublin, Belfast, Birmingham, London, wherever.
So it literally means the patient being taken by ambulance from Letterkenny University Hospital as soon as that they arrive at Letterkenny and it's realised that they've had this type of heart attack, that they're taken by ambulance into Alton Galvin, where you carry out this procedure and hopefully save their lives.
No, most patients won't get to Letterkenny Hospital acutely. They will come here acutely. The diagnosis will be made by paramedics. The ECG will be transmitted to Alton Galvin. The patient will be accepted and will come straight to Alton Galvin. So if a patient has a coronary in Raphoe or Buncanna, they will not go to Letterkenny. They will come straight here. They will be treated here, and then they will repatriate to Letterkenny either later that day or more likely the next day. We find that once a patient presents to an emergency department, that builds in a delay which reduces the effectiveness of the treatment. So time is of the essence here. We want to have these people in quickly, and that's why we're fortunate to have skilled ambulance and paramedic staff to make the diagnosis, transmit the ECG to Alton Galvin, activate the Alton Galvin team, and get the patient straight into the catheterisation laboratory in Alton Galvin without going near an emergency department anywhere.
Okay, and that